Hi, welcome. In this lesson you'll learn a compact, CPU-friendly mastering chain in Ableton Live 12 to get that new colon tone cinematic impact for drum and bass. The goal is wide, filmic weight and clear mids, while keeping plugin count and CPU low so your session stays responsive. What you'll build: a lightweight master bus chain and workflow that creates headroom and a controlled, mono sub-region, gently shapes tone for cinematic presence, glues the mix without squashing transients, raises loudness safely with an efficient limiter, and uses freeze/render and low-cost devices to minimize CPU, all using Live 12 stock devices, utility, EQ8, multiband dynamics, saturator, glue compressor, limiter, spectrum, plus freeze/render techniques. Important: follow these steps in order on your master bus or on a master group track. For a stereo stem, keep the goal in mind: cinematic width and depth, light on DSB. A. Prep and headroom 1. Duplicate your stereo mix to a new audio track and mute the original. Work on the duplicate so you can a/B instantly. 2. Insert a utility at the top of the chain. Set gain to -3 dB to create predictable headroom for the limiter. Keep width at 100% for now. 3. Insert spectrum after utility to visualize energy as you work. Keep it open but small. It's there to inform, not to hog CPU. B. Clean the ultra low end and mono the sub 4. Add EQ8 and set a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz with a wide Q to remove an audible rumble. 5. Twitch EQ8 to mid/side mode. On the side signal, create a low shell for a high pass around 110 to 140 Hz and reduce the side energy below that by up to -12 dB, or simply high pass the side. This monos the sub-region so the low end stay centered and solid, a typical new colon tone move. Doing it in one EQ keeps device count and CPU down. C. Multiband dynamics. Use sparingly 6. Insert multiband dynamics with crossovers roughly at 120 Hz and 2.5 kHz. These are starting points. Low band. Ratio about 2.5 to 1. Slow attack around 30 ms. Medium release. Adjust threshold for roughly 2 to 4 dB gain reduction on peaks to tame bass without killing punch. Mid-band, ratio 1.5 to 2 to 1. Gentle reduction of 1 to 2 dB. High-band, ratio 2 to 3 to 1. Fast attack and release to control sibilance and brittle highs. Avoid extreme fast attack/release settings. They increase internal processing. Multiband dynamics is efficient and replaces multiple compressors if used thoughtfully. D. Light harmonic glue and presence 7. Add saturator, pick soft clip or analog clip. Drive only a touch. Think 0.5 to 2 dB of perceived change, and use the output to trim so overall RMS doesn't jump. This adds subtle harmonic warmth that reads as cinematic weight. 8. Add another EQ8 or move the first one later in the chain if you prefer. Make small, musical moves. Cut 200 to 350 Hz by about 1 to 2 dB if the mix is muddy. Boost around 3 to 5 kHz by about 0.8 to 2 dB with a bell cue for presence and intelligibility. Keep these changes subtle. They're for clarity and drama, not for drastic tonal shifts. E. Glue and stereo width control 9. Insert the glue compressor for cohesion. Attack 10 to 30 ms to let transients breathe. Release between 0.2 and 1.0 seconds, or use auto. Ratio 1.5 to 2.5 to 1. Makeup so gain reduction reads around 1 to 3 dB on peaks only. Glue should hold elements together without heavy pumping. 10. For stereo width, add a final utility before the limiter, and nudge E width up subtly to 105-115% if you want a wider field. If you notice low end losing solidity, reduce width or recheck your mid/side low cut. F. Final limiting and loudness checks 11. Add Ableton's limiter. Set ceiling to -0.1 dB to avoid inter-sample overs. Use the input or gain control to dial loudness. Aim for integrated LUFs around -8 to -10 for club-ready drum and bass. This keeps energy while preserving dynamics. Watch the limiter's gain reduction. If it's acting constantly and exceeding about 6 dB, back off input gain or reduce upstream saturation or compression. 12. Use spectrum and your ears for final checks. Inspect the overall balance from 20 Hz to 20 kHz. Solo mid and side if needed to ensure cinematic width, but a centered, solid low end. G. Minimal CPU workflow techniques 13. Freeze and flatten heavy tracks and instruments before final mastering. Fewer active synths equals lower CPU. 14. Commit to stems. Render groups into stems, drums, bass, synths, vocals / effects, and master those instead of the full device-heavy project. 15. If you used a CPU-heavy plugin in the mix, render that track with the effect printed and replace the live device with the rendered audio. 16. Avoid oversampling in saturator and limiter unless necessary. Oversampling multiplies CPU load. H. Final render 17. Before export, disable spectrum and any meters you don't need. Export at your session sample rate to a WAV, then check the result on other playback systems. Common mistakes to avoid: crushing dynamics with too much limiting. If the limiter is pulling more than about 6 dB constantly, back off. Widening the sub, not monoing below roughly 120 Hz leads to phase issues and weak low end on club systems. Overprocessing. Many plugins for small gains often degrade impact and increase CPU. Chasing loudness blindly, pushing LUFS too high kills transients and clarity. Working on poor monitoring. What sounds small on one system can be huge on another. Always check multiple systems. Pro tips: keep an U: tone reference track and a / B frequently, loudness matched. Freeze and flatten often. It's the easiest way to save CPU while keeping your sound. Use multiband dynamics sparingly. It can replace several compressors and automations with one efficient device. Commit creative FX to stems rather than running them live during mastering. Use small utility with tweaks. Small increments create wide cinematic space without major phase issues. Export at 24-bit and do dithering in a lightweight session if you need 16-bit. Mini practice exercise. 2 minutes stem 1. Import the stereo stem to a new audio track. Insert utility and set minus 3 dB headroom. 2. AQ 8 in mid / side. High pass at 25 Hz. Mono side under 120 Hz. 3. Insert multiband dynamics with crossovers at 120 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Aim for 2 to 3 dB reduction on the lows when the bass hits. 4. Add saturator with about 1 to 1.5 dB drive, then AQ 8 with plus 1.5 dB at 35 kHz and minus 1.5 dB at around 250 Hz. 5. Add glue and aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction on bus transients. 6. Limiter. Ceiling minus 0.1 dB. Adjust to reach around minus 9 LUFS integrated. 7. Render the mastered file and compare to the original stem. Note the added cinematic depth and how few devices you used. Recap: use utility for headroom, EQ 8 in mid / side to mono the sub, multiband dynamics for targeted spectral control, subtle saturator and glue for warmth and cohesion, and a conservative limiter for final loudness. Save CPU by freezing, committing stems, avoiding oversampling, and keeping the chain short. The result should be a wide, cinematic drum and bass master that preserves dynamics and stays CPU friendly. Final thought: minimal CPU doesn't mean minimal quality. Thoughtful gain staging, purposeful use of one efficient device per problem, and strategic printing will get you new: tone cinematic impact, punchy subs, clear mids, and a wide but solid stereo field without overloading your system. That's it. Go try the chain freeze often and listen on multiple systems.